Hello and welcome to People and Profit. I'm Charles Pellegrin, and today we discuss women's economic empowerment in Africa. Women on the continent still face significant hurdles when it comes to fully benefiting from economic life in spite of their high participation rate in the workforce. Whether it's access to jobs or whole professions, equal salaries, or financing to start a business, it's not a fair competition. And according to the Africa Gender Index report run by the African Development Bank and the UN, the trend isn't going in the right direction. Women's economic parity dropped from 61% in 2019 to 58.2% in 2023. While men and women both experienced economic setbacks during that period, women were disproportionately adversely affected. Well, making sure economic empowerment is not just a buzzword, but a reality is today's guest's objective. Elisabeth Moreno is the co-founder of ADWIN, the African and African Descendant Women Impact Network, and also a former French Minister for Equality and Inclusion. Thank you for being with us.
It's such a pleasure for me being with you. Thank you for the invitation.
So tell us more about ADWIN. You're labeling it an international movement to promote leadership, economic inclusion, and innovation for African and African descendant women with a clear emphasis on health and education. What is it that makes these two fields so important when we talk about economic empowerment?
Well, Mr. Pellegrin, I think the numbers you mentioned at the beginning of this conversation really tells you how critical economic empowerment is for women in this continent. You know, the African continent holds the highest number of female entrepreneurs. Still, as you say, they make less money than men. They are the poorest on earth. And I'm not talking only about the continent. I'm talking about the global humanity. Although women work hard, although they work on agriculture, although they work on all the social activities, they are the ones who are facing the biggest hurdle in terms of informal economic. And when a single mother is going on sick, who takes care of her or her children? So I think one of the most urgent topics to fix within the continent is to give women the chance to live in dignity. And how do you live in dignity? You have your own money, so you can serve your own means. And that's the reason why we decided to create ADWIN. ADWIN stands for African Descendant Women Impact Network. And the reason why Georges Excel, Broussillon Massia, and Priscilla Delpha Arnell and I decided to create this movement is because we have realized that wherever we are in the planet, African and Afro-descendant women suffer exactly the same issues when we speak about access to education, access to qualitative professional opportunities, access to mental health. It's really, really tough to understand how in 2025 we are still facing so many injustices and discriminations. And that's the reason why we strongly believe that if we unite our strengths, our capabilities, our expertise and know-how, maybe we can build the solutions we need for the future. That's why ADWIN exists.
One of the pillars that your network is founded on is training and skills acquisition, and there's a digital platform that's been created to that effect. How does that work? Let's get an example. Like, if someone wants to get basic accounting skills, how can they use that platform?
Well, you know, I think, you know, I have spent 25 years of my life in the tech industry, and we all know the goods and the bads of technology. But one thing we must recognize is nowadays, thanks to artificial intelligence, you can speak so many languages. You know that we have thousands and thousands of dialects within the African continent, and whether you live in the Anglophone Africa, Lusophone Africa, or Francophone Africa, sometimes you have those language barriers that prevent you from having access to a lot of means in terms of knowledge and training. So we have decided to use artificial intelligence to help us touch everybody across the continent, but also across the world, because this movement is not made only for the African living in the diaspora. It's also touching African descendants from Brazil, from the Caribbean, and so on and so forth. And if we manage to use artificial intelligence to translate all the content that we will be sharing with our communities, then maybe we can accelerate access to education that is critical for any development. As Nelson Mandela said, education is the most powerful weapon which we can use to change the world. And if we combine technology and artificial intelligence and access to knowledge, we think that we can really transform the lives of so many women across the world.
And even before you get to access to education and knowledge, you know, then women need to have free time to do so. They need to have a fair share of domestic chores, or they need to have to be allowed to have more social interactions outside of the house. And some cultural norms stand in the way of that. How do you get that past that first barrier?
Well, Mr. Pellegrin, what you're addressing here is not true only for the African women. It is true for all the women across the world. I live in France, and we speak more and more about mental health because women do have too many tasks on their shoulders. The share of domestic tasks is very unfair. 85% of domestic tasks land on women's shoulders. If we have a better share of this kind of activity, then maybe women will have more chances to have access to education. We need any public policy to understand that we need to educate our girls the same way we educate our boys, because we cannot leave behind 50% of the human population and expect to fix all the crises we are currently facing. So yes, it is, it's a necessity to find time to study, to be educated, to be trained, but isn't it the most basic and fundamental need for every human being?
That's right. And it's about education of men as much as of women, as you just schooled me on that question right there. Let's get one concrete example of an initiative that is looking to increase economic empowerment for women in Africa. In Uganda, a major coffee producing nation, women on family farms have traditionally been relegated to manual duties, with fathers and husbands stepping in to bring beans to wholesalers and then collect the proceeds. The system often leads to opaque family finances and domestic disputes. One Ugandan businesswoman is trying to improve the situation, paying more for beans brought to market by women. Brian Quinn has the story.
In the mountains of eastern Uganda grows green gold. These are the Arabica beans that will eventually find their way into coffee cups around the world. Their harvest, by hand, is labor-intensive, usually undertaken by women. When it comes time to take the beans to market, though, they have traditionally been left out.
It's the women that are planting, when it comes to weeding, harvesting, pulping, fermentation, washing, and our fathers come at the point when this coffee is ready for selling.
It's a dynamic that has disempowered women, often excluding them from even knowing how much money their harvest has brought in, leading to domestic disputes and often violence. Merida Nandudu has set out to change that dynamic. In 2018, she launched Bayaya Specialty Coffee, buying beans from farmers to process for export. The company encourages women to participate in the later stages of the value chain by paying more when they do. 200 Ugandan shillings, or about 5 cents more per kilo when delivered by a woman. The price differential may seem minuscule, but in a country where small changes in the kilo price are significant events for small farmers, it's having an outsized impact. More than 600 of Bayaya's registered farm representatives, 75% of the total, are now women.
I can buy food in the home as a woman. I can take my children to school as a woman. And still, I also have some money as a woman in the home. It's not like I'm depending on my husband.
Uganda is Africa's number two coffee producer. Annual exports hit a record high of more than 430 million kilos in April, worth nearly $2 billion U.S. dollars. A growing sector that, thanks to initiatives like Bayaya, is seeing growing female participation.
So, Elizabeth Moreno, any reaction to that initiative?
Oh, I'm so glad to see this kind of initiative, you know, because, you know, when we speak about Africa's economic growth, we too often totally miss or overlook one of its most powerful yet underutilized engine, which is women. And women represent 70% of the agricultural workforce. Let's not forget that women still receive barely 10% of the available financing when they have this kind of professional initiative. And that's exactly what Agwin is going to do. We're going to raise funds to support this kind of initiative all around the planet.
So let's move to a different sector here, talking about the corporate world and large multinationals. Since Donald Trump's return to the White House, we've seen these types of companies scale back their diversity, equity and inclusion programs, DEI, to better fit with the Republican president's agenda. This makes a network like Adwin even more important in a way, as it's filling a gap that used to be filled by some of the larger companies themselves, no?
You know, one of the reasons Adwin exists today is because one of the reasons, not only, but one of the reasons is because of this kind of treatment, this kind of assumption that is just telling us, stay where you are. You are suffering. You are discriminated. People humiliate you. Ah, come on. That's the story. And you just have to accept it. And Adwin is just telling that the story cannot repeat itself the way it is. We are 1 billion African and Afro-descendant women across the world. If we manage to unite our strengths, our capacities, then we don't care what Donald Trump or whoever may say. We can mentor, we can raise funds, we can create health solutions, and that's exactly what Adwin is going to do.
Elizabeth Moreno, you're the co-founder of Adwin, the African and African Descendant Women Impact Network. Thank you so much for speaking with us on People and Profit.
And thank you for having me. You take care.
Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for watching. As always, you can watch all of our previous episodes on the France 24 app or listen on the podcast platform of your choice. In the meantime, thank you for watching. Stay tuned to France 24.
France 24, your economy explained.
Liberté, égalité, actualité.